Greetings, 7 Second Delay fans. Tonight, in honor of Canada Day, we bring you a special encore edition of 7 Second Delay. This is the Acting Out the Comics episode from November 1996. I know the question you're probably asking is, was it a train wreck? Of course it was! Here then, Acting Out the Comics.
How long do you think we're going to go this week before I lose the will to live?
I think about 10 minutes.
I remind you respectfully that you approved this topic.
Not willingly.
Hey, you know, I tuned in last week, you know, I heard the show.
The temp show.
That guy, I don't know who you got to replace me. That guy was mocking me. I didn't think that was very funny. He was, like, doing this weird impression of me. And I don't know who he was, you know, but I'd like to meet him sometime and have a word with him. If you're going to do a show, if you're going to fill in for somebody, you should develop your own style, you know?
That was actually a tape of one of our old shows last week. Sometimes you sound different when you hear yourself on tape.
That was a tape of one of our...
Yeah.
Withdrawn. I stand corrected. Okay. Hey, let's do our benediction. Because, you know... My fans kind of expect it.
Yeah, we're going to need it tonight.
May this show succeed. Oh, Lord, may this show succeed. While the shows of my friends fail, and yet may I always be thought of as a team player.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, now what part of the newspaper is your favorite part?
Because
we have some newspapers in front of us.
Yeah.
Well, you look at the legal notices, of course, to see if FMU is in receivership or not.
It's true. I think I go to the Jersey section.
Yeah.
I go to the Metro page of the New York Times and look at the Jersey section to see if I can learn anything about what's happening here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, see if you're still in business. No, seriously, I think we all know where we all go. We all go to the funnies because that's the only place you're going to find Marmaduke. That dog is so damn big, Marmaduke. Am I right? Come on.
Yeah.
How can you even function in a house with a dog that big? Oh, just thinking about Marmaduke makes me laugh. And
why don't you just own up to it? Just blurt it out. What's the topic for tonight's program?
Well, I thought since all of us, or many of us, are sitting at home with newspapers, we could all turn to the funnies, you know, and act them out. Many of our listeners have real theater skills. We've heard them sing in the past. You didn't do the 100 Bottles of Beer on the Wall show.
I heard good things about that show, though.
It's a very talented group of listeners.
Listener Mark cornered me at the Westbeth benefit last week, and he admonished me for turning down the 100 Bottles of Beer idea.
That's right.
He said that when it happened, it was one of the best shows ever.
Maybe you want to take a moment now and apologize to me.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Okay. That would mean that I would have to admit that I was mistaken?
It would mean I believe that hell has frozen over. So I thought what we would do is if you're at home with the Daily News or the Star Ledger or the Daily Record, give us a call and we will start casting and we will be doing comics. And this is great for people driving home. They want to be entertained. They don't want to hear NPR talk, you know.
Oh, yeah, Jesus, this is going to be entertaining.
No, it's good. Well, it's more entertaining than...
Some of these comics have five words.
And the refugees are moving, the tutus and the hooties from Zaire to... It's going to be more entertaining than that. You know, we have 8,000 refugees that are on the march. It's bound to be a little break from that. So let's look.
You ought to think about doing a show 1 week geared to the refugees.
Well,
that's
why I wasn't here last week. I was in Rwanda.
You were doing relief work in Rwanda last year?
Relief week? Work in a way. I was trying to open up a Taco Bell there. I had purchased a franchise.
Uh-huh.
And that was a... I don't even want to talk about it. I think I've lost my shirt. That was a disaster.
I'm looking at the comics page here, and it doesn't look too promising.
No, it's going to be great. And I guarantee you laughs, and I'll tell you why. We have a little laugh track. So you can call 201-678-7743. You're going to be guaranteed a laugh, kids, because we have a laugh track. We're going to cast this. Let's just pick one. How about Blondie? Do you have Blondie there?
I do.
So we need Blondie is this.
You got Dagwood?
Dagwood and his son.
Is that his son?
Yeah, so we need to cast Dagwood and his son.
That's not his son. He's calling him Mr. Bumstead.
Oh, who is that?
I don't know. It's some neighborhood kid.
Dagwood and the Neighborhood Boy. So that's the cast of Blondie. So let's start out with Blondie. We're at 201-678-7743. This is an open audition. Even if you have no or little local theater experience, we'd like to hear from you. I guess we should ask people when they call about their resumes. Well, that would be one way to determine who we cast.
Yeah, that would imply that you're choosing.
That would imply more than one call.
Among different people, yeah.
Oh, that would be a dream.
It would imply a call.
A guy can dream, Candy. So dial. All you actors, dial like the wind.
Yeah, you have to be careful about these programs that are based on the premise of callers and listeners.
Isn't it possible that there are producers and directors listening to the show and that this little comic reading exercise could lead to greater things? Is it possible? What are the odds? Not zero.
No, they're probably pretty good odds.
Yeah, one in a goo-goo-plex.
Mm-hmm.
201-678-7743.
And what the hell is this? There's a new character in Peanuts. Some kid named Rerun. He looks just like Linus.
Where have you been? Hello.
I haven't been following the funny papers, I got to tell you.
I think anyone that's been listening to the show knows that you have not been following the funny papers. Look, we can do, after we do Blondie, we have Doonesbury. That's a hip one.
Uh-huh.
The Far Side is no more. We need to find comics with dialogue between characters.
Yeah, we do. You don't want any monologues, right?
Yeah. Hey.
There's Beetle Bailey. He's hitting on his secretary. The general guy is hitting on the secretary again.
When is that guy going to learn? And that's as timely as today's headlines. Sexual harassment in the Army. So we can kind of segue from the funny papers to real grown-up stories. But look, we also have, don't forget about the Drammers. We have Brenda Starr, Mark Trail, Mary Worth, Apartment 3G, Steve Roper. And these all have characters and people to fill. Oh, this is a disaster. But I haven't lost the will to live yet.
Yeah, you might want to think about subscribing to A Will to Live. You know, because when you lose it, you get a new one in the mail.
That would be great. I'd need one every day.
It's not that much.
I would need one every day.
You'd be really surprised. You can put it on your credit card. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Doing fine now that you called.
Okay, great.
You love the show.
Of course I do.
Now, what part would you like to audition for? Blondie or the Neighborhood Boy? Dagwood or the Neighborhood Boy?
Actually, neither. I'm going to audition for Beetle Bailey.
Okay. Do we have Beetle Bailey
here?
Yeah,
we have Beetle Bailey.
Then we need you to play against a woman.
Oh, there's three characters. Oh, my gosh.
I don't have Beetle Bailey.
There's three characters in Beetle Bailey. There's the General. There's Miss Buxley.
Yeah.
I've only got the General, Beetle Bailey.
No, do you have today's, Wednesday's Beetle Bailey?
Sundays.
Oh.
No, what are you doing? It's Wednesday. Do you have today's paper?
No.
We could go back in time.
Seriously, can we?
I'm doing this retroactively.
Oh, God bless you for helping. But we don't have Sunday's Beetle Bailey in front of us. Can you run out? Can you run like the wind to the corner of Piggly Wiggly and pick up a paper?
And just bring it there?
What do you mean bring it here? Bring it back to your place.
Okay.
Bring it to Andy's home.
Yeah, right.
Okay, I'm off.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye. So close and yet so far. Water, water everywhere.
Working like a
drop to drink. Okay, 201-678-7743. I guess I didn't make it clear. We're looking for people that have today's paper, Wednesday's paper, with a comic section. A New York Post will do. A Daily News will do. A Star Ledger will do. We are putting together a little repertory company. And we will perform today's funny page. Why? So your husband or wife driving home, stuck in traffic, stuck on that parkway, can get a little ray of sunshine in their life, can hear a couple of jokes. If you have any acting experience at all, if English is your first or second language, we are accepting...
What else we got? What are these? There's all these comics I've never even heard of. Agatha Crumb,
it's a mirror on our own society. Agatha Crumb really deals with the important issues of the day. You know, Mary Worth has a gay character in it? Wait, somebody does. For better or worse does. Or someone.
Oh, yeah, it's probably for better or for worse.
Uh-huh.
For better or for worse gets into those heavy topics.
And I think Dagwood goes either way. Just a feeling I have. Do you want to show people how it's done and you and I can do one?
Not really, no.
Okay, you and I will do one. Then it's agreed. We'll show people how much fun it is. Do you have the laugh track all set up?
It's all set up.
Okay. Do you want to do Jump Start? Have you ever heard of that one? Wait, why don't we do Blondie? Why don't we start with Blondie?
That's one of the only ones that's doable.
Why?
And you want to blow it? No, there's not. Most of these things are monologues. You know, most of them have like fewer than 7 words.
Okay, we're going to do Marvin. Marvin is a mom and a son. I guess the son is Marvin. You and I are going to do Marvin. Do you want to be the mom or Marvin?
I'll be the mom.
Okay. We're at 201-678-7743. Are we officially now begging for calls?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, this is an official beg now. So if you've been on the fence, you have to call now. If you're let's say the rule is, if you're listening, you have to call. Why don't we make that the rule? We've been so crazy, we've been making it optional.
Oh, try enforcing that.
You have to call.
What are you going to do, go around with a little militia?
Hey, you, listening, you. In the kitchen, yes, you. You have to call, 201-678-7743. Do not make me ground you. And listen to the tone of my voice.
And you want them to call even if they don't have today's comics. Is that the idea?
Oh, no. Get the comics and then call. 201-678-7743. Now, you and I are going to do Marvin. Marvin is a mom talking to her toddler son. Right?
Yeah, I got to get into character. Hang on a second.
Okay.
Okay.
You're the mom.
All right. I'm in character.
Go ahead.
What's gotten into you today, Marvin? You've done everything wrong you could think of. Why?
And then the little toddler is thinking this. I can't help it. I'm suffering from writer's block. Because
it took a while.
Because the audience is a little slow. Because he does everything wrong, he's suffering from writer's block. Not W-R-I-T-E-R. Not writer's block like you and I know it. Writer's block, R-I-G-H-T-E-R.
And of course, this is the mark of a truly great joke. One that has to be explained.
Yes. Yes. That's right. So many jokes today are just so simple-minded. You just tell them and it's over. People laugh and that's it. Hi, you're on the air. Do you have today's comics with you?
I do.
God bless you. Hey, we can almost do Beetle Bailey.
I've got that right in front of me.
You have today's Beetle Bailey?
I do. Miss Bugsley.
Now, do you want to be Miss Bugsley, or I believe the general's wife is also a character?
Well,
I don't think it's his wife. I think that's...
I think it's the older office.
Oh, the
woman.
Older. Oh, I see. Okay. You know. Yes, you're right. She has more of a... She has a bigger part.
Well, she's in the armed services as well, Andy. You know, they do allow women to serve in the armed forces now.
I believe that might be changing this week. I only glanced at the headline. Maybe I didn't... So we have now... So which part did you want?
I think I want to be Miss Bugsley.
She only has 2 words.
I know, but you could do so much with those 2 words.
That's right.
You could.
Now, where might we have seen you, honey? Well, now we'll do the audition part.
Okay.
Where might we have seen you locally, honey?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Well, I'm from Maplewood.
Okay.
That's about it. I don't think you would have seen me around.
And then, have you ever been on stage?
No, I have not. This will be my acting debut.
Even in high school?
I was in the marching band, but that doesn't really count.
The Maplewood marching band?
No. I'm not from around here.
Okay. You have the part.
Excellent.
And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
No one else is calling.
I know.
We're at 201-678-7743. Hey, did you call it all because I said you had to?
Well,
did that work?
Well, yeah. You know, I was a little... I felt sorry for you guys, actually. And I wanted to have my moment, too. So.
The pity factor.
So what's the general's name in Beetle Bailey?
What's the name?
No, what's the general's name? And we know that you're playing the part of Miss Bugsley.
This might confuse people because Beetle Bailey does not appear in today's episode of Beetle Bailey.
I'm not a regular reader of Beetle Bailey, so I have to say I don't know his name.
Let's call him General Peck.
Okay.
That's what they're always called in the movies. That's just your basic name.
Okay.
All the girls are called Tanya, and all the generals are General Peck. Okay, so we're going to throw open the lines. There seems to be some kind of problem with the lines, Ken, because there's no one else calling. Is that some kind of phone? Should we call? phone company?
No, the problem is people have to dial the number.
So you're saying that all of my listeners have arthritis?
No.
You're saying that they can't dial?
First, people have to be listening and respond to us asking them to dial the number. Oh. Then they have to dial the number.
Well, not, you know, I have to take into consideration that a lot of people are probably driving and they don't, you know, they can't.
And also, a lot of people hate our show. That,
right, I was
going to
say, right, that's the problem also, is that first the program has to be somewhat listenable.
Okay, we're 201-678-7743. Hey, if guys call, they will get to flirt with you, won't they? Because that's part of the little drama that we're going to put on.
Yeah, that's actually why I call.
Exactly. So a guy will be a general. He will be harassing you.
Okay. This is Beetle Bailey is another radio sight gag, by the way. It's going to be another great joke because you're going to have to explain
it. I have not read the comic because I want to enjoy it for the first time, listening to you guys perform it. We're at 201-678-7743. We are putting together, piece by piece, our little repertory company. It's like the beginning of Mission Impossible. The team is being assembled. We have the musician from Maplewood. Now, what do you do in Maplewood?
I'm a mom.
Hey, is your kid listening? Your kid would be so proud.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's a little too young to read.
Someday, though, you'll tell him this story.
I will. I definitely will.
It would have to be a really slow day. It would have to be a very long drive before you get to this story.
Hopefully he'll allow me to perform this.
Yeah, hear him in the background there.
Yeah.
9 months old?
No, actually, 18 months. And as long as I keep giving him raisins, we're safe.
Hmm.
And is Dad on his way home? Maybe he's listening.
No, well, Dad's on the train, so I doubt it. That's him coughing right now.
You know, you ought to think about that, Annie, if you gave listeners a raison. If they took a part on it.
You should send them a raisin.
Yeah.
Maybe that can be a marathon gift.
I was actually going to read my part with raisins in my mouth.
Hey, we have somebody else.
Hey, this would be great. Maybe this is your co-star. This is just the saddest time. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I've got today's paper.
Oh, this is our guy.
Yeah.
Do you have Beetle Bailey in front of you?
I have Beetle Bailey. I have Blondie.
Okay, don't get ahead of us. No, we'll do the... We'll do the whole repertoire, but first we're going to do Beetle Bailey. So now we have a general, and now we have a Miss Buxley. All we need now is the other female officer,
Sergeant Delgado.
Sergeant Maria Delgado. Do we have a third line to accommodate this person?
We do.
Now, are we looking in the Star Ledger?
Yeah, we're looking at today's Beetle Bailey, but it can be found anywhere.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what paper.
It's the glory of syndication, my little friend.
Andy, maybe you ought to play Miss Delgado.
Oh, no way. Maybe you could, because you did so well with the mom. The mom in whatever the heck that was. Hey, then after that, we can do Spider-Man. Okay, so come on, let's give another 30 seconds to audition. One more woman, 201-678-7743. And the general will be played by who? General Peck is played by, what is your name, listener?
Mine is Colin.
Colin?
Colin from Verona.
And Miss Buxley will be played by?
Colleen.
We're perfect.
You are. General Peck, Miss Buxley. And now we just need Sergeant Delgado.
And let's see, I can get sound effects ready. This is taking place in an office, but it's a U.S. Army office.
Do you have sound effects to reflect that?
Yes, I have Morse code.
Yeah, Morse code. So this is obviously set in 1904. Oh, hey, we have another call. Stork, screen them. Screen them like the wind. Come on, Stork, let her through. Hey, how did you guys like meeting Stork?
Oh, it was great.
Professional.
Yeah, you know, if you ever want to meet him in public,
yeah,
if you ever accept an invitation, always in public, always bring a chaperone. Okay, 201-678-7743. Stork, the call did not pass Stork muster.
You know, I think that you're being a little too severe saying always bring a chaperone when you meet Stork.
Yeah.
You can bring just a canister of pepper spray.
I believe he's now immune to pepper spray. He's been sprayed so much.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Hey, Andy.
It won't stop him.
Hey, Andy.
Yeah.
The one thing I've noticed
is
that the Stork litmus test has gotten so much stronger as your show has progressed.
It has?
It has.
You mean he's asking more and more detailed questions?
Oh, yeah. Well, at first when you used to call, it was just, you want to get on the air, you can get on the air. But now he seems to be more dedicated to the show.
He's gone power mad.
What did he ask you? What does he do?
He asked me my age.
Really?
Why did he need to know your age?
To see if you're really alive, maybe. You don't know much about phone screens.
Well, he didn't ask him the most important question. Do you have today's paper?
That's what he said. He said, do you have today's paper? I said, yes. Now, I think that was strenuous enough.
That's all you need to do, right. Is English your first or second language? Second. Do you have today's paper?
I have a call on the other line.
Colleen, you stay right here, Colleen.
Why don't you just play Miss Delgado?
I'm just going to take it and right back.
Okay, fine, sure. What is Colleen's problem?
We just lost her, Miss Huxley.
Do you think she'll be back?
I don't know.
Colin, do you think she'll be back?
I think she has to straighten out her priorities.
I think she does. She is on the air. She's entertaining dozens of people, none of whom own telephones, apparently.
I'm back.
Hi, Colleen. Who was that?
Hi, it was my husband.
I thought he was on the train.
He isn't. He's late.
He thinks the world revolves around himself,
doesn't he?
Did he
just say that he hasn't even left yet?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
The message was, I'm going to be a while.
Oh, that's so nice of him to stick you with the baby.
Well,
what kind of work? Because he has to break in that new redheaded intern.
I don't think so.
What kind of work does he do?
He's an architect.
They're very important. You know, if it wasn't for architects, buildings would just look just ridiculous. They are so important.
These piles of mush.
Oh, they'd be helter-skelter. It would be a mess.
Adobe's everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, five men's rooms, no ladies' rooms, no stairs, stairs leading nowhere. Thank God for architects. That's what I say. All right, I'm going to play Miss Delgado.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Fine.
All right, we're ready.
Okay. You want to set the scene here? You're the narrator, Ken. You're like that guy in Our Town.
Okay, let's see. All right.
Now, I should warn people, if they're operating heavy machinery or driving, they should pull over now. Because they might be laughing so hard, it could be a danger to themselves and others. Pull over if you're driving a car. You're about to hear a professional comedy rendition of today's Beetle Bailey.
Okay, it's another day in the U.S. Army Office 362, and the lecherous General Peck creeps up behind his lovely young secretary, Miss Buxley.
Miss Buxley, where's the red eraser?
Search me.
And General Peck actually does begin to search Miss Buxley, begins to frisk her. A few minutes later, Sergeant Delgado is walking General Buxley away. And she says, come on, sir, you're letting your little mind stray again.
That was a thing of magic.
Actually, there's a lesson to be learned there. You don't use the phrase, search me, lightly.
Mm.
Especially these days.
You know what?
Yeah.
This comic strip really does make a joke of sexual harassment.
It does. You're absolutely right, it does. He frisks his secretary.
No, he doesn't frisk her. He thinks about it. He wants to.
Well, you don't know if he does. Do you think he does, Colleen? Do you think he's frisked? His secretary?
No, I think that I think he's about to, because if he had actually in the third frame, there would be some physical problem with him, a black eye.
You think she would resist?
Yeah, I think she would have hurt him in some way.
Now, you know, if the judge ever asked her, what were you wearing, she would be in some trouble.
Yeah,
she's just sitting there in a little, she's just working away in her pearl necklace and
a
miniskirt.
I want you to know that I made it a point to be completely neutral in my search me performance.
That's right. You didn't want to lead.
I don't know.
Him on.
I don't know. I think Miss Buxley was asking for it.
Is so sexist of you. But look, even though the general never really frisked Miss Buxley, he's getting a hug from that pretty Sergeant Delgado.
Oh.
He's getting some action.
Maybe that was just the plan.
Maybe that was his plan.
Trying to get her jealous.
Well, this actually has a lot of nuances. Well, I want to thank our cast. Let's meet our cast again. General Peck was played by Colin.
Hi.
And Miss Buxley was played by Colleen.
Hello.
And yours truly played the part of General Delgado, the long-suffering General Sergeant Delgado.
I want to hear someone do the family circus.
We're building up to that. That, of course, will be our big encore tonight.
I think Family Circus only has one word today.
There are two pieces.
Oh, you're right. You're right. There's two.
And the Nazi-esque salutation to that.
You know, actually, there's three parts.
Mm.
There's actually three parts
Someone
in Family Circus.
Oh.
Colleen, listen, if you hear us begging and weeping again openly, will you call back?
Mm-hmm.
Lord knows your husband won't be home for a while.
That's
you have
true.
Lots of time to kill.
No dinner to make now.
And Colin, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you all.
Well, half an hour into the show, and we acted out one comic strip.
You know, the material that we have to work with is great, but it would be nothing, really, without this fantastic talent tool.
Well, there's, let's see, Hagar. We could act out Hagar.
And Mama. Oh, wait, Mama's just a monologue.
Uh-huh.
Kathy's just a monologue. Andy Cap, he's always funny. I don't give that marriage and Andy Cap another 6 months, frankly. I want to do They'll Do It Every Time. That's the classic. They'll Do It Every Time. Hey, we should call the Rosenfields. They'll Do It Every Time is an observation sent in by real people.
Oh,
and it's
yeah.
illustrated by the artist, and they'll do it every time. And we should call information. Look, in Cincinnati, Ohio, M. Rosenfeld sent in today's joke for They'll Do It Every Time.
Their phone's probably ringing off the hook today.
They might not even know it's in today's paper.
Today's their day.
I know. What's the area code for Cincinnati?
I don't know.
Hey, Stork, if you get a minute, if you have a moment free, call and get the area code for Cincinnati and see if they have an M. Rosenfeld, R-O-S-E-N-F-E-L-D. They would be thrilled. That would be a genuinely good call to me. Wouldn't it? Would you allow us to make that call?
It would be better than what we're doing.
Hell Führer, hell, mein Führer here.
Do you now accept, you know, why I didn't want to do this show?
You wanted to do this show.
Oh, come on. It was your 30th idea.
No, it was my second idea. My first idea... Okay, my first idea was to get a palmist on
the
phone
right.
to read people's palms over the phone.
Another radio site gag.
Yeah, because then you'd have to describe the lines on your hand. That's entertainment.
Oh, hey, maybe Stork has a number here.
Okay, great.
Hi. M. Rosenfeld. Yeah.
R-O-S-E-N-F-E-L-D.
He's got the area code.
That would be so
cool. He's homing in on him.
We'll have to, if we do get that phone number, we'll have to read it first. Maybe I should read it now.
But meanwhile, why don't you reiterate the concept here? We're trying to get people to...
We all have today's newspaper in front of us. We've opened it up to the comics page, and we are acting out the comics. We are putting together little mini repertory companies and acting out today's comic strips. We are looking for actors and actresses, any age, any race. It's an open audition. We're at 201-678-7743. You get to talk to Stork. We already did Beetle Bailey, so we can't do that anymore.
What's the next one we want to do?
I think we should do They'll Do It Every Time, because we're going to talk to the people that sent it in.
But that's not carried that widely. What paper did you get here anyway? This isn't
They'll Do It Every Time. It's a Daily Record.
What did you get here? You got the Bergen Record?
Well, the Star Ledger.
You got the Daily News.
And the Daily News.
Uh-huh. And let's see here. What else do we got?
Now, what is, what's happening with, let's check in with...
We haven't done Blondie yet.
We could do Blondie. We're looking for a Dagwood and a Neighborhood Boy.
We haven't done Dilbert. Dilbert's
very popular.
Very up and coming.
They're
Scott,
on the
Scott Adams. Yeah, Scott Adams has a bestseller.
We did Marvin. You and I did Marvin. I carried you on that. You just phoned that
Yeah,
part
you
in.
Did. I'm sorry. You didn't give me enough time to get into character.
I'm just going to read you real quick. Grin and Bear It. There's a guy in a hospital bed. He's in a complete body cast. And he's talking to his wife. And he's saying, Forrest Gump was right. Stupid is as stupid does.
I think that this show should count as four bad shows. For my little count, you know the little rule I have?
Although, do you agree that if we talk to the Rosenfelds... Stork, do we have a number for the Rosenfelds?
Oh, boy, do
Come
we
on.
Ever.
Wait a minute. Let me read you... First, I'm going to read you... The strip is called They'll Do It Every Time, and it's a strip not written by any famous comedy writing gagster. It's written by you and me, by people that send in their observations. And today's gag was sent in by M. Rosenfeld. And here it is. It's three guys eating dinner in a diner. And the caption says, ever happen when you're telling a joke? And here's what happens. One guy is talking. He says, I heard a good one today. A guy says to his wife, how did you get the car in the dining room? And his wife says, and before the guy can tell the punchline, somebody punchier distracts him every time. Oh, okay, so he gets to the punchline. He says, I made a right turn at the kitchen, get it? But his friends are not laughing at his joke. You know why? A beautiful woman has walked into the diner, and his friends all have turned away.
That's Miss Buxley.
Yeah, that's Miss Buxley's cousin. Wowee, what a dish. Va-va-va-voom. So that's what happens every time. You're telling a joke, and just when you get to the punchline, a beautiful babe walks into the diner, and your friends don't listen to your punchline. We should call the Rosenfelds and congratulate them. Our heartfelt congratulations.
Okay, let's do it.
Oh, this is going to be great.
Yeah, we're probably going to get their answering machine.
No, they're home. They're probably having a celebratory party. Can you imagine? You send in a joke to, they'll do it every time. You probably wait months and months. Well, we'll find out. And then one day you open the paper. It's a day like any other. The paper's delivered.
You got to tell them that they're on the air right away.
Okay. And you turn to the comics page, and there's your gang.
Are you going to try to make them cry?
I think I can.
I give you 90 seconds.
Oh, come on, Rosenfeld. Oh, no.
They're out celebrating.
I wonder how much money they get for this.
Hi. Don't come to the phone right now. If you will leave your name and phone number.
Do you want to leave a message?
Yeah.
Have a good day.
That's funny. Hello, Mrs. Rosenfeld. My name is Andy, and I'm calling from a radio station in New York City. And we were just reading the comics page
the
air.
You're talking down to her. Congratulate her.
But you heard her message. She's a simple woman. This is a simple woman. And we wanted to thank you for that great gag in today's newspaper. They'll do it every time. You sent that joke in, didn't you? Well, we all truly enjoyed it. And we wanted to call and thank you in person. And we're sorry you weren't home.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Oh, I wish she was
home. How nice of you to call up and insult her.
This has now been a double red letter day for her. She's in the newspaper and she's on the radio. That was just about the dreariest answer. Let's hear that answering machine message again. Because whenever I really feel down and blue and think life can't get any worse, I'm going to dial that number. How can that woman think she has a funny thing to send into anyone?
How do you know it was her? You know, I mean, this is a guy's joke anyway.
Well, there are three Jews in Cincinnati, two Cohens and a Rosenfeld. It's got to be her.
This is definitely a guy who wrote that. It's got a va-va-va-voom in it.
Yeah.
You think women write dialogue like that?
You get to the punchline, and then your friends are distracted. Have you ever said va-va-va-voom? You know how pretty a girl would have to be to get me to say those words? Va-va-va-voom.
Well, I just think it's great that in this day and age, it's still in the comics. Va-va-va-voom. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm calling in to be in the funnies.
Oh, great. Do you have your paper in front of you?
Yeah, I got the Star Ledger. You know, I always wanted you guys to do this show. I really did.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
You see how the Sunday ones, though. There's more panels. You get more dialogue and stuff.
Well, I know, but by the time we're on the air, everyone has thrown their Sunday paper. Okay, so we're going to do Blondie, okay? You're going to be Dagwood.
Okay, I was hoping to do Mark Trail, to tell you the truth.
Mark who?
Is Mark Trail in today's Ledger?
I got it here.
Okay, we'll find it.
It's got a narrator. It's got four characters, but hey, you know.
Four characters, so that would be all our listeners, plus Ken.
Yeah, I might add that when we did Beetle Bailey, you took over my part. I was supposed to be the narrator.
Yeah.
You not only played Sergeant Delgado, you usurped me as narrator.
Yeah, exactly. And your problem is what? That means more airtime for me. I don't understand the problem. Hey, so now, you know what would be great? We have a great Dagwood. What's your name, caller?
Sean.
Sean? Dagwood would be played by Sean. If we got a real kid to play the little tyke, wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, maybe Arnon is listening.
Hey, maybe he is. Let's give our number again. 201-678-7743. Hey, Sean, do you have any theatrical experience?
None at all.
Perfect.
I get the job.
You're exactly what we're looking for.
You know, if you really want to be like a theater director, you should hit on the people trying out a little bit.
You mean hit on them sexually?
Yeah.
It's the casting couch.
Yeah.
Okay, what other topics might we do?
No, hit on Sean.
You mean hit on him sexually?
Yeah.
Okay, you go first.
No, you're the director.
Okay.
You want me to be the director?
Yeah, I'm giving you the director. Sean, what do you look like? What movie star you most resemble, do you think? I hope you say Bo Derek, because that would make me hitting on you a little easier.
Well, unfortunately, I was told while getting my hair cut a week ago that I look like Dom DeLuise. So.
Hey, we have somebody else.
Hey, maybe it's a kid. Hi, you're on the air. You're no kid.
Oh, yeah, I'm 17.
Yeah, okay. Now, do you have a paper in front of you?
Yeah.
Are you ready to do Blondie with Sean?
Yeah.
I think, actually, this guy should be Blondie.
Let's see.
We're at a kitchen table.
We're in the kitchen, so there's no real sound effects.
Oh, wait. I think, how about their Morse code machine that they have in the other room? Can maybe
I'll
that
find
would be
something.
DVD. Okay. What is your name, caller two?
Brian?
Brian, I think you should be Dagwood because you have a lower voice.
All right. Sounds good to me.
Sean, are you ready to be the little tyke?
Sure. Okay. I think he's the paper boy, by the way.
Oh, the paper boy. Yeah. Great. You're
okay,
a Blondie fan.
I got kitchen sound effects.
Okay, so it's Brian is going to play Dagwood, and the local paper boy is going to be played by Sean. Now, how often do you bring your paper boy in for milk and cookies?
Not very often.
Well... Ken enjoys the company of young boys, so he probably would skew this little survey.
Yeah, well, I have a middle-aged woman deliver my papers, so...
You do?
Yeah.
Va, 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 voom! Am I right, guys?
Hey, we have a real kid on line three.
Hey, okay, so wait. So Sean can be the narrator and can set it up.
Okay.
Do you think that's good?
Yeah.
Okay, right. Hey, we have Arnod. Can you believe we... Isn't this pathetic that we request listeners to call by name? Have you ever heard anything so sad in your life? Hello, Arnon.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going fine now that you called. Do you have a newspaper in front of you?
No, but I have some old newspapers in front of me.
No, Arnon, no. Do you have? You don't have today's Daily Record or...
No, I can get that.
Run, Arnon, run!
You keep the people occupied.
Thanks, Arnon.
It's not that easy, Arnon. Believe me. No, now we have to wait. Wait, did he hang up?
I hung up on him.
Why? He was just putting the paper down, the phone down.
Oh, I misunderstood.
He was just scampering across the room.
Oh, I thought he was running out to the store.
You guys have to be shooting for things like Andy Capp where people can do, you know, accents and stuff, I think.
Okay, well, do you guys want to do Andy Capp while we're waiting? Oh, no, Andy Capp needs a woman. Okay, let's do Andy Capp while we're waiting.
Oh, what's the sound effects here? Let's see.
This is we do have a sound effects. It's a knock on the door.
Yeah.
Oh, rat tat tat.
It's
okay.
A rat tat tat. And Sean, you will be Mrs. Cap.
Okay.
And Brian.
Yeah.
Can you do an English accent? Say yes.
Hold on, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. That's very good. You'll be Andy Cap, and I will be the landlord. Okay. So the landlord is seen approaching the residence of Andy Cap. Do, 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 do. Hello, rent. I say, rent.
Pay him. Just get rid of him.
I've often wondered if it was possible to get as excited over a football match as the commentator.
Hey, that was a big improvement over the last one.
Yeah, we're getting the hang of this. And now we actually have Blondie ready to go, if this is, in fact, Arnon.
Arnon.
Yeah, we got disconnected. Let me switch to another phone so we can get disconnected.
Don't tell him that I hung up on him.
I won't.
Okay, nobody tell
It'll
him
It'll shatter
that.
His little dream. Because first OJ, he lost his hero in OJ.
Well,
if he loses you also. Okay, Arnon.
Hold on a sec.
Okay, sure, Arnon. We'll just spend the hour waiting for you, son.
Well, he asked you to keep everybody occupied.
Yeah. Okay, Arnon, are you ready?
Yep.
Now, Arnon, what do you do when you have to read out loud? You always scan ahead to look for big words, don't you?
Well, I'm in fifth grade, so I don't have to worry about little insignificant things like that. But so what exactly do you mean?
Insignificant? That's a pretty big word.
What does that mean?
Insignificant, it means that you don't have to worry about it, Andy.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Insignificant. Yeah. I'm going to use that myself.
Maybe we can get you a Word of the Day calendar for 1997.
Or all we need is Arnon on the phone every day. Okay, so Arnon, you're going to play the little paper boy, okay?
Psst. This is Future Ken, here to just tell you that the secret word of the day is insignificant. Okay, back to the show.
Okay.
And Brian, you're going to be Dagwood. And Sean, you can set the scene.
Okay.
It's today's Blondie. Take it away, Sean.
We open on the Bumstead's kitchen, where Dagwood is enjoying some form of breakfast. As the paperboy says...
Cue Arnon.
Decade ago, we were found work. Voices may have seemed relatively simple. Company set photos for hiring managers. Yeah, weird. Then they filled them with hire. American Airlines plans to announce tomorrow its order for several hundred new Boeing
what?
Jets.
Arnon, the comics section. You're in the business section. Turn to the funny section.
Metro section? Arnon, not the metro section.
We got to start over.
What the hell?
Arnon's reading, like, you know, Arnon's reading the stock market page.
The stock market?
Arnon, perhaps our instructions were a bit oblique. We are reading from the funny page, the page with all the funny pictures on it. See, he's never been to turn to the funny pages. He's too smart a little boy.
New York Times. Did I have that?
No. Do you have the New York Times? Is that what you have?
Yep. Do you have the crappy papers?
Arnon, what other papers do you get in your house?
The New York Times.
Oh, Arnon, God bless
Arnon,
you.
Arnon, you really got to talk to your parents. You got to tell them to subscribe to a newspaper that's got some cartoons in it.
That's right. Your paper, your family doesn't get the local paper?
No.
Arnon, you are so sweet to call because you heard us say your name on the radio, didn't you?
Yeah.
And then you went running over and called.
Yeah.
And then you heard us say...
Don't need me, though.
And then you heard us say today's paper, and you just ran and got that, didn't you?
We don't need you, but we want you. We wish you had a page with a paper with the comics pages in it.
Well,
Hey, you know what's going to be our topic for next week? It's what? How to get great grades in fifth grade. How to ace that report card. Maybe you can call in for that.
Okay. Well, can I at least give the number out?
What number?
Your phone number.
Sure, go ahead.
Number is 1201-678-7743.
That's right. Thanks, Arnon.
If you're calling your number, it's star 82 on a touchtone. And if you're not, well, on a rotary phone, it's 1182. Star 1182.
What are you talking about?
No one knows. That's the glory of Arnon. Thank you, Arnon.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye. Sorry to waste your time.
Okay. And if you're calling next year, if this show is being rerun next year, we should mention that there'll be a different area code.
No. Right? No.
Don't you think we should? Yes. Aren't you going to have a new area code next year?
God forbid.
I think we are. They're changing all the area codes.
Yeah, but this is going to stay 201. We're going to stay 201.
We're going to be a little 201 island?
I think so.
Okay, so let's go back to our original casting of Blondie. Ready?
Oh, wait a second.
It's Brian. You are Dagwood. Sean, you are the paperboy, and I will set the stage. Anybody here mentions the American airline layoff? We're hanging up. As we mentioned earlier, Dagwood is eating breakfast, and he's sitting with his paperboy in his kitchen, and the paperboy says...
Mr. Bumstead, what's your very, very, very favorite dessert?
Plain chocolate ice cream, strawberry shortcake, and creme caramel.
So it's a tie between those three?
No, that's the dessert.
It's not a tie. He's not listing like three choices. All those three together are his favorite dessert. Now that's comedy. Thank you very much, guys.
No problem.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sean and Brian. They work hard for you. Let's give it up for them. Come on.
Yeah.
This is going like a dream.
Oh, boy. You know, we got 15 minutes left. You still have your will to live?
No.
We've only done two comps. Oh, when did you lose it?
During the Beetle bailing.
Oh, I thought an alarm would go off or something.
No, I was going to mention it, but I thought, oh, why bring everybody down? We have Peanuts. We have Doonesbury. Doonesbury's always relevant.
How many parts in Doonesbury? Yeah.
There are two. Only two. I don't know the characters of Doonesbury. Do you know their names?
That's Mike.
We're looking for someone to play Mike Doonesbury.
There's
a woman named Kim, but she appears to have no lines today.
Yeah, Mike's wife. I don't know her name. Joni's daughter.
Okay.
Can't remember her name.
Okay, so we're looking for...
JJ? PJ? Something like that.
So we're looking for a guy and a gal.
JJ. I think her name is JJ.
Okay, Mike and JJ. Who will play them? It's an open audition, and our number is 201-678-7743. Hey, you want to try Cincinnati again?
You want to hear the wonderful answering machine again?
Yeah.
We have a call.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
Why do you tell me that just to tease me? Why do you get my hopes up like that?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Oh, please stop. Ah! We have a call.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? Oh, it's our old friend Beverly.
Shut up. The name's Melissa.
I don't think so.
On the way home.
You bought a paper on the way home for this?
Yes, I did.
Hey, Melissa, you were part of our old repertory company.
Exactly.
Those were the days, remember?
Back in the day.
Remember we had all those calls back then?
It was so much fun.
We used to just mention a topic, and before I get finished saying the topic, the phones would be all lit up.
Ringing off the hook.
What did I have back then that I don't have now?
Youth?
Yeah, youth.
Youth, a decent idea?
Yeah. Yeah. I used up all my good ideas. You won't let me repeat ideas. Okay.
We repeated that whole show last week. Last week we did the whole show, beginning to end, completely over.
It was a classic.
Yeah. So what are you talking about? I won't let you repeat ideas.
Okay, so Melissa, you're going to play JJ.
What are we looking at?
We're looking at Doonesbury, if you have it.
Doonesbury? What? That's not on the comics page.
Oh,
is
what
it?
Paper? What paper do you pick up?
The Star Ledger.
Oh, is Doonesbury maybe on the editorial page?
I think, yeah.
Of the Ledger.
Well, no. If you don't, okay, we'll find something.
It's so political that they put it on the editorial page.
That's right, because they take. Okay, hey, and now we have a co-star for you calling.
Really?
I think some guy just wants to flirt with girls. This is how he does it. Okay. Wait, let's see if he passes the stork test.
Yeah, what did Stork ask you, Melissa?
He said, hey, hi, Melissa, how you doing?
Huh. So. The question is, what did Stork ask Arnon?
Arnon's got a free pass on the show.
Yeah.
Arnon doesn't have to pass the Stork test.
I'm half tempted to call his show all the time.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doonesbury is on page 19 of the Ledger.
I got it.
Hey, thanks, Stork.
Thank you. I love it.
I know. I just start drooling when I talk to girls.
Sometimes that works.
Yeah. After like 4 or 5 minutes, believe me, the novelty wears off. 201-678-7743. We're looking for a guy who will play opposite Melissa in today's Doonesbury. We are dramatizing today's comic page.
Let me see it. I got to get the sound effects ready. Where is it?
Oh, here. I have it here.
Oh, yes. Great. Pass me the wrong comics page, why don't you?
That was my impression of Arnon.
Okay.
I think they're right near the Morse code room of their house.
Really? They're just in a house. There's nothing happening at all.
Actually, there are many sounds in a house. If you just stop once in a while, Ken, and listen. How was your day, Melissa?
It was fine, thank you. Oh, you know what I wanted to tell you is I actually used the expression va-va-voom just a couple days ago.
Did you see a guy in the gym or something?
No, I was describing myself. Seriously.
On the phone?
No, in person.
You were describing yourself.
Well, see, because I have blonde highlights in my hair, and I think I'm going to lose them for the winter. So I was talking about how I'll look when I go back to my regular hair color.
And you could only say, to be honest, you could only use one phrase.
Exactly.
You're going to look va 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 voom.
Well, actually, I'm not going to look va-va-va-voom anymore.
I think you're always going to be va-va-va-voom to us.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, let's see if your co-star is on the line. Here we go.
I have a perfect sound effect.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the air.
Ken.
Hi.
Hi, love the show.
Thanks very much. Hey, say hello to Melissa.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
What's your name, caller?
Dennis.
Dennis, do you have Doonesbury in front of you?
Right in front of me, yep.
Do you have any theatrical experience, Dennis? Where might we have seen you?
I play in a band. I acted in grade school.
What's the name of your band?
Blisters.
No, hit on him a little bit.
Huh?
I should hit on him so he gets the part?
Well, you're a director. Come on. Just
okay.
Say those are very nice, tight pants you're wearing.
Hey, those are very nice, tight pants you're wearing. Says Ken Friedman. Says my friend Ken. No, Blisters are great. They're a great live band.
That's right.
Hey, when can we look forward to another demo from you guys?
Next week.
Oh, great. I can't wait. And where might we see Blisters?
New Brunswick, Court Tavern.
All right, Court Tavern. Hey, Melissa, do you know where that is?
Never heard of it.
Melissa, but if this guy right now, if Dennis invited you to the show, would you come? He's in a band, Melissa.
Well,
he's in a band. Melissa, tick, 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 life's passing you by. This guy's in a band.
Well, that is very cool.
Well, let's see if you guys have any star chemistry together in Doonesbury. And then we'll decide. That would be so cool if you guys got together. That would
because
be so cool.
Show.
Yeah. Melissa, you could do me the greatest favor and sleep with all my listeners. You would be, my ratings would go, if you would, if it's not inconvenient. If it's inconvenient, just say so, and I won't mention it again.
Okay.
But that would be so great. If I could promise my listeners that you would sleep with them, believe me, the marathon would take on a whole different content. Wait, Melissa, would you do that? Melissa, if we put all the $99 contributors in a pool this upcoming marathon, would you go out on a date, and we picked one of them from a barrel, would you go out on a date if it was chaperoned?
Yes.
You would?
With pepper spray.
With pepper spray.
Wait, Melissa, you would. You would do that. If it was chaperoned. Just say yes.
Yes.
But mean it, though. Now, would that be...
Just say yes and mean it.
Would that be with highlights or without?
It depends on when it is.
When is the marathon, Ken?
Next March.
Oh.
Next March.
Well, maybe by next March they'd be back.
That would be so great. And what would you do on the date? Would you go anywhere that this guy suggests?
Well, not anywhere. I mean, I think I'm doing them a favor. They have to take me somewhere nice.
And what does the chaperone do in those situations? Sit at the next table at the restaurant?
Oh, like you were never part of the dating game? You never had a dating game chaperone following you around?
Well, they did, but
it
was in his spare time. It wasn't part of the show. Maybe Stork could be the chaperone.
Oh, that's a thought.
Now, do you think you would need a chaperone?
I think yes, definitely.
Even if you met this guy in public, the winner, and talked to him on the phone first?
Just to be safe.
That would be so cool. This would be the greatest marathon prize ever. And if things went well, you would go home with this guy?
No.
Okay, that's a yes. Okay, so we're ready to do Doonesbury.
Okay. And aren't I playing a guy? Isn't Alex a man?
No, you're playing JJ. Mike's
you're playing the blonde
estranged wife, or who's that? A kid?
Do you have today's?
You know, I'm not
Doonesbury?
Up on Doonesbury. You're right. That's some kid.
He's calling him Alex.
Oh, you're right. That's his kid.
That's, so you're playing a young boy.
Yeah, it's Mike's son, Alex.
And Dennis, you're playing Mike.
I'm playing Mike. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to set the stage. Mike is there with Kim. Who is Kim to all of us?
Never heard of
her. Oh, she's an exchange student.
Okay, Mike is there. Mike is standing next to Kim, the exchange student, and Mike is explaining...
Oh, no, Kim's working on like a website or something for Mike.
Oh, I see.
It's very timely now, Doonesbury.
Mike is an intern, I guess, of some kind.
Kim's an intern.
Kim is an intern, and Mike is explaining something to who? Alex.
They're setting up some kind of business.
This is going to be good. Okay, and Mike, you have the first line?
So Kim will do content, and I'll handle sales.
And who's going to do the spreadsheets? Me?
Of course not, honey. No one expects.
And how about the business plan? And who's going to set up inventory control, or work up the projected budget, or manage the audit?
Alex?
Excuse me, but I do have homework, Danny.
Oh, Alex,
that's great.
Alex is Mike's little son.
Yes, I said that, his son.
Oh. That's funny.
Wow.
They're expecting the poor kid to do the whole job for them.
Right.
That is so funny.
Therein lied the humor.
Yeah. No, I got most of it. I got almost that whole joke.
I never understand Doonesbury.
Okay, but look, the important thing is we have Melissa agreeing.
Oh, no.
Melissa, you could really meet a great guy.
I'm very flattered.
It's going to be great. You're going to be the bait that we will use next time. This is unbelievably cool. Do you think we would raise a lot of money, Ken?
I thought last marathon we had sunk to the lowest lows we possibly could think of.
Just remind us what we did.
But now you're going to pimp.
Now you're going to become a pimp for the marathon.
Yeah.
So congratulations.
Thanks very much. Hey, look, I agree that I sunk pretty low, but not as low as Melissa.
Oh, great.
Come on, you got to give me that, Ken.
I think I'm reconsidering.
No! No, it's going to be great.
Now that I hadn't really considered the pimping aspect.
Wait, what if I was the chaperone? That'd be great. That'd be fun. Me and Ken. Hey, you know what's fun?
Now you want me to come along, too?
Yeah, we'll go to the Meadowland.
Well, if, like, all four of us could go, that would be great.
Why don't you, me, and Stork all chaperone?
Melissa and this poor guy?
Yeah.
Okay, but Melissa, seriously, you have to sleep with him. Come on.
So wrong.
Oh, it takes 4 minutes of your life. What do you have, every 4 minutes of your life booked in March? 4 minutes.
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, that's a maybe, maybe. That's maybe a maybe. Okay, hey, we'll talk to you in March. Hey, Dennis.
Okay. Yeah.
Dennis, would you contribute? Let's say you were thinking of contributing $35 in our pledge week. If the prize, however, if you contributed $99, might be an evening with Melissa, would you consider bumping it up?
Sure.
You would, really?
Sure, yeah.
That's pretty good.
It's two good causes wrapped up in one, you know?
Exactly.
Wait, how am I a good cause?
Well, I mean, you know, oh, geez, take both feet and put them in there. Oh, well, two good things, you know, help support FMU, go out on a nice evening, you know, it's two good things in one.
Yeah. That's right. And maybe, you know, it'd be a good date. Bring Melissa to see Blister.
Well, see, I don't know if that'd be a great date.
It'd be a great date. Hey, come on. And what do you play in the band?
I'm one of the guitar players.
And are you one of the lead singers?
I sing as little as possible, actually.
And what is the name of the song that you think could be your breakout song?
Our breakout song?
Maybe that one about the man, about how you have to stand up to the man. You can't let the man take away your right to party?
Right, yeah. Or our song Smoke. That's our new book.
Smoke, that is so cool.
Yeah.
Okay, Melissa, we're going to talk to you in March.
Okay.
What are you going to wear? Yeah, look, you have months to decide. You don't have to worry about that now. Thanks very much, Dennis.
Okay.
Okay.
Take care.
Thanks. And I'd like to thank all of you for helping me go on, even after I've lost the will to live. Oh. I'm sorry. I thought this would be like a hot show. I'm so embarrassed.
There's no predicting.
I am so embarrassed.
You've got nothing to be ashamed about.
I believe I do. And I'll get a copy of the show for you, so okay. You'll see exactly what I have to be ashamed of. You've been listening to WFMU from East Orange, New Jersey.
You've been listening to a special encore edition of 7 Second Delay. Tonight's episode aired originally in November of 1996. It was called Acting Out the Comics. Next week, Andy and I will be back in the studio live. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, online at WFMU.org and in Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Stay tuned next for Do It For Me. We'll be right back.
All my bags are packed. I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking. It's early morn. The taxi's waiting, going his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could die.
Already this show is in the toilet. I didn't know Roger Whittaker had so many songs, had so many albums in German. I had no idea that he was... I mean, he's big. According to Spotify, he's bigger than Hasselhoff. It's ridiculous. I thought he was, like, Canadian or something. Oh, come on, man. This is ridiculous. Just wanted a little whistling. Just a bit of whistling. Nick the Bard is here, folks. Actually, he's in the other room. He's sequestered himself off. We are here. This is Do It For Me with Sue Braun. And I can definitely tell you things are not going well. Hey, Nick, where's the thing that I push to get calls on the air? Did they put that away somewhere? Oh, well. 201-209-9368. 201-209-WFMU. Oh, thank you, Nick. By the way, Nick celebrating a birthday. We never asked Nick his age. He's ageless, timeless, lace and fineness. Is that what the situation is? Oh, boy. If you could see what was going on here, folks, you wouldn't see what I have to go through. Is that red facing towards you?
There you go.
And it still won't work. But try it anyway.
All right.
Seriously, this is ridiculous. Ugh. Must we normalize everything? I just have no idea what's going on. All right. Nick, just yell really loud.
All right.
Okay, good stuff. That's great. Why are we in Studio B? We're not in Studio B, right?
No.
We're taking it. That's what was going on. We have 4 months. We're having a very slow start. First of all, I offered you Mrs. G's cheese brittle, which you turned
cheese.
Down. Which you turned down. Cheese brittle. And I mean, this is like the sriracha sauce. This is like inflaming the country right now. This is a hot new product. Everybody wants some. Everyone wants cheese brittle. People have finally gotten down to, you know, recognizing the fact that when you keep cheese out and a soft cheese out and the air hits it and, you know, you remove the rind and that part hardens up and you can scrape it off and have an unbelievably tasty treat that is bagged and sold for a lot of money at Whole Foods. And I offered that to you, and apparently you're having second doubts about Mrs. Gee's cheese brittle.
I was disappointed before because I got two bagels and an iced tea at place down the street there.
The French place?
Yeah.
Oh, bon.
And I was supposed to get an Asagio bagel and a jalapeno cheddar bagel, and they are both Asagio.
Asagio smells like butt.
But it tastes good.
It tastes like butt. And I don't like butt. Maybe other... It seems like the whole world loves butt. Just, I don't like it. I don't know.
Maybe it's just a Cracker Barrel one.
Yeah. I don't like... I feel that cheese and a bagel, other than cream cheese, like, really... don't go together. I find a nice, strong garlic. When are they going to make ginger bagels? Do they have those?
Probably some artisan bagel place that's
I think I just thought of that. I mean, I don't like to grab credit, but I don't know about ginger bagels. I think I just thought of that. And you know what else I was thinking that would be good? Yogurt, Greek yogurt with lemon. You know, put your own lemon in because we're fancy. And then smash up some ginger snaps and throw those in there. I think that would be really, really good. I think I could sell that, like, in a pouch that you could, like, squeeze out, like, frosting for, like, a bunch of money at Whole Foods. Just like Mrs. G's cheese brittle. People want something different. They want a little something texturous, a little sublime, Nick. Sublime.
Yeah.
Something that they don't taste every day. How far are we going to go with this? There's the moon.